Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Zach Zahner, who has just been promoted at Mannington. Zach, how you doing?
Morning, Kemp. Good to talk to you.
We heard just a week or so ago that you've just been promoted to become the Senior Vice President of Distribution Network and Customer Service. But prior to that, you've spent a lot of your time on the commercial side of the business. You were most recently the Vice President of Commercial Hard Surfaces. Prior to that, you focused solely on the tile market. Do I have that much right so far?
Yeah, Kemp, I've had an interesting path here at Mannington. I've actually hit many sides of our company. I started as a residential field salesperson covering the Washington, D.C., Virginia market, and then came into product management, spent a few years managing our laminate business on the residential side, then our porcelain business for a couple of years, and then 5 years ago moved over to our commercial hard surface business and managed that, which included all of our sheet products, VCT, LVT, and the addition of Mannington Rubber.
Well, just to go earlier to that, some people may not know that you have a law degree and you practiced law in Washington, D.C. prior to coming on board at Mannington, right?
Yeah, Kemp, I did take a little longer road to the flooring industry than some, but yes, I practiced law in Washington for 4 or 5 years, working in a lobbying firm as a private attorney.
I guess people may ask themselves, scratch their head, what is he doing in the flooring industry with all that great education? There's a little piece of this that some people may not know. You're actually the nephew of Keith Campbell, so eventually, if you don't mess up, you may become the family leader of Mannington, right?
Right, no pressure, right, Kemp? I am excited. I'm a member of the fifth generation of the Campbell family to be part of Mannington. And we actually have a rule, and I think it's a good one, as a family member to join Mannington. You need to work outside of the industry, get some broader experience before having the opportunity to come to Mannington. It's been extremely valuable. So I spent 10 years outside the industry and brought those experiences to bear when I joined 10 years ago.
A lot of people know Mannington, and I've just in the past year or two been exposed to more of the inner family side of it, the camaraderie, the fraternal, I don't know what you call it, but I went to Tom Davis's retirement party and got a chance to come inside your organization and see how family-oriented it is. You guys even have a song you sing when you get together as a group. You do a lot of backslapping, and for the flooring industry to have a company like Mannington, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. Kemp, I think that's one of the benefits of having worked outside the company and outside the industry. I did have a chance to see how other companies were run, and I can say we're unique. We do have a family atmosphere. I think we do have a very unique and close company. Our relationships in the marketplace with our suppliers, with the communities that we're located are extremely close, and I would say that family atmosphere permeates throughout our interactions with these multiple different groups.
Yeah, and actually, for those who've never driven into Salem, New Jersey, as you come in there on the state highway, it's a two-lane road, you come into town, and you're right there on the edge, and you have this huge campus, where you do some manufacturing. There's a large percentage of people who work in this very quaint, small town, USA. They work there at the plant, don't they?
Absolutely. We're closely tied to really 9 different communities throughout the United States. Salem is where we started our sheet vinyl operation, and we're about ready to hit our 100th year, believe it or not, bearing down on our 100th anniversary. But we're extremely close to the community here in Salem, but that's also true in Calhoun, San Jose now with the addition of Burke. We've most recently added Madison, Georgia, and Conyers, Georgia.
With Amtico.
With Amtico. Yeah. Extremely close in High Point, connected to the community there, as well as Eustis, Florida.
Well, let's talk briefly about this promotion. As you've just told us, you've come up through the sales and marketing piece of it, and now I guess the family thinks you need a little bit of exposure on the operations side. Tell us a little bit about what you'd be doing with that.
Sure. As I mentioned, we are dedicated as a company to domestic manufacturing, and there's really 2 pieces of that, not only supporting the communities that we're in, obviously generating jobs, but it's also about providing world-class service for our customers in multiple channels. So I'm going to be really spending a lot of time working with our operations teams, with our customer service teams, looking at the processes that we're using to achieve that world-class service, driving improvement, and making sure we're delivering, you know, top-of-market service.
So when it says in the title here, it's distribution network and customer service. So explain distribution network. Does that mean you'll be working on the relationships with your distributors?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's nobody more important in our delivery of service and our position in the marketplace than our distribution partners, both for our residential business and our commercial business. So I'm going to be working with them in providing support in these process improvements, make sure they get communicated to our distribution partners so that they can utilize them and use them to enhance their service as well to our customers, and really provide a resource for them as we grow together.
Just one more thing on the personal side. You are married, and you have two kids, don't you?
I actually have three, Ken.
Three kids.
It's soccer season. It's a busy time. Saturday mornings are full.
It's a great time of life. Let me just ask you current business conditions. But most of us know that 6 years into this recession, and we've got an election ahead of us, and there's not a whole lot of activity on the residential side. But tell us what you're feeling out there.
We're having a good year overall, and residentially we continue to see gradual and steady improvement. It's slow improvement, but it's steady, and it's driven at retail. Primarily, you know, home improvement is starting to improve. We're seeing consumer sentiment grow more optimistic. Our residential improvement is really being driven by fiberglass sheet category as well as LVT. Commercially, the commercial market didn't experience the depth of the recession that we've seen on the residential side, but it certainly went through a tough couple of years. We're continuing to see improvement in that market, slow and steady as well. We're experiencing growth in both our hard surface and soft surface businesses, and in particular, our LVT business is definitely growing. It is a hot category, and the addition of domestic manufacturing for our Mannington commercial brand is really helping fuel that growth.
Okay.
We're making and shipping product out of the Madison, Georgia plant now, and it's really helping us fuel momentum in that category.
Okay. You're one company that touches almost every category. Are you seeing much share shift in either sector, commercial or residential, from one surface type to another?
Absolutely. I think you're seeing the growth of LVT really pull from multiple categories on both sides of the business. You know, in laminate, the laminate business, I think you've seen some shift over to LVT, some sheet business shift over to LVT residentially. And then commercially, you definitely see the growth of LVT impacting multiple categories. Porcelain, VCT, carpet tile, we're definitely seeing tremendous growth there.
Yeah. All right. Great, Zach. It's good to talk to you, and congratulations on your promotion. Again, we've been talking to Zach Zahner, who is the new Senior Vice President of Distribution Network and Customer Service at Mannington, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.